From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Just as world leaders arrive for a United Nations summit in New York, two bombings rock the city. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're using all measures to keep residents and visitors safe.
You should know you will see a very substantial NYPD presence this week, bigger than ever. We would normally have an expanded presence for the United Nations General Assembly. You will see an even stronger presence now.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity foot race involving thousands of runners. No one was hurt, and de Blasio and Cuomo, the governor, have said there is no evidence linking the two incidents. A spokesman says the United Nations is assessing security in the wake of the explosion as the organization prepares to host world leaders. Syria's fragile ceasefire started to unravel on Sunday with the first aerial attacks on rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo and a southern village that killed at least eight people, violations that came as tensions between the American and Russian brokers of the deal worsened following a deadly U.S. strike on Syrian government forces. The air raid by the U.S.-led coalition killed dozens of Syrian soldiers and led to a harsh verbal attack on Washington by Damascus and Moscow. The U.S. military says it may have unintentionally struck Syrian troops while carrying out a raid against the Islamic State group in eastern Syria on Saturday. You're listening to VOA News in Washington.